Hello, my name is Naji Malak, and I want to read you an article I wrote titled From Struggle to Grace and Flow. It is the depth of British winter as I write this. The fields have turned to mud, and the wind cuts across with an icy blast. The cold drives us inward, and as five-element acupuncture would suggest, into our bones, into memory, into reflection. By the time you read this, the austerity of winter may already have turned towards spring, the hardship of the season having carved its depth, now beginning to yield to the first flickering of hope. Perhaps fitting then that for this acu, the theme is strength. Strength is a word we think we understand. Social media is full of imperatives to be strong, usually accompanied by an image of someone climbing a mountain alone or lifting impossible weights. Culturally, we have come to associate strength with endurance, grit, and the ability to triumph in adversity. In fact, we have gone further. We have come to measure worth by how much a person has suffered, survived, and carried. Entire identities are built around struggle. Survivor of becomes both a declaration and a shield, and nowhere is this more pronounced than in the military world, where it becomes quite literally a badge of honor. For many of the veterans who find their way into my treatment room, strength and by extension worth has been defined almost exclusively by how much pain and adversity can be endured without flinching. The body becomes something to be pushed beyond its limits, emotional injury disregarded as just collateral damage. In that context, in extreme conditions, under fire, on the battlefield, this definition of strength has a function and a purpose. It keeps people alive. However, when those same individuals return to civilian life, that mindset that once protected them can become a prison. The old rules and values, the training, the conditioning, follow them home. Don't feel, don't complain, don't falter, never show weakness. And so the suffering continues long after the danger has passed. Strength redefined. As practitioners, particularly when dealing with PTSD, we hear stories not just from the military, but from all walks of life, which often leaves us deeply moved. But the question that arises again and again is this: how do we honor what our patients have endured without encouraging them to remain defined by it? This is the decline turning point in trauma work. Sorry, this is the delicate turning point in trauma work. The shift from looking back, honoring all which has led to this point, to looking forward with possibility and value and ease. Respecting ease, something which may previously have been looked upon with contempt, defined as weak or lazy. Yet true strength, which heals and carries us forward, does not come from bracing against life. It comes from learning to unclench, to follow, to flow, to trust, to value ease, and therefore to attract it in. It comes from recognizing that suffering, while real and deserving of respect, is not the only path to meaning or the only way to grow, another common misconception. Strength comes from allowing the body, the mind, and the shen to remember ease, to find the flow, to drop the oars and be guided and carried by its current. It is the ease that emerges when spirit and body are in the right relationship. When the shen is fully present, neither hovering above life nor buried beneath it, but guiding, informing, attuning. From this place, life is not free of challenge, but challenge is met from a deeper intelligence. This ease is the kind that knows how to move with change, no longer battling the river. We learn how to read its movement. Support appears at the right moment. Openings reveal themselves, the current itself begin to assist. Yet to move with the current of life as spring water moves once the ice has broken, requires travelling light, unencumbered, present, fresh in each moment. Only then can the chi catch us and lift us, carrying us through the rapids towards calmer, deeper waters beyond. Practitioner presence. When we work with PTSD, whether in veterans or civilians, we are often meeting people who have been taught culturally and personally that ease is suspicious. Comfort is weakness. Peace is something other people get to have. The question I find myself returning to is this. Can those who have survived the unimaginable come to value ease with the same reverence that once gave to endurance? Because ease is not the absence of strength. Ease is strength. The strength that comes and arises when life is allowed to flow rather than be wrestled into submission. As acupuncturists, we facilitate this state of flow in many ways. We move qi with intention. We clear what has stagnated. We rebuild what has collapsed. We invite the spirit back into relationship with the body. But underneath the needles lies something more, far more pivotal. The practitioner's own energy and insight. Our understanding of struggle shapes how we meet someone who is drowning in it. Our relationship with our own wounds determines how deeply we can witness the wounds of another. Our definition of strength becomes the silent message we offer to those who sit across from us. So the inquiry is not just clinical, it is personal. Do I, in my own life, still measure my worth by how much I have endured? Do I secretly prize struggle over ease? Do I believe that letting go is weaker than holding on? Because our patients feel the answer to these questions, even if they are never spoken aloud, the unspoken energetic exchange is always at work, giving both context and direction. Rejoining the river. To accompany someone out of trauma is not about erasing the past. Trauma, like winter, has its own kind of wisdom. It strips everything down to what's essential. It shows a person who they are when all else is taken away. But winter is not meant to be lived in forever. And what allows us to survive winter is not always what allows us to live well beyond it. The work then is to walk with the patient from the harsh terrain of survival into the softer ground of possibility. To help them see that strength is not how tightly they can hold on, but how gently they can begin to release. Strength is choosing to feel again. Strength is letting the breath return to the belly. Strength is allowing joy without suspicion. Strength is remembering that life, like the season, is always turning toward renewal. And for us as practitioners, strength is rooting our sense of worth not in how much we have suffered, but in the quiet, steady essence beneath it. The essence that's unbroken, the essence that knows how to move toward the light, even when the world has grown cold. If we can embody this, not perfectly but sincerely, then our presence becomes a lantern and the people who come to us, and for the people who come to us for help. Shaped by storms we may never fully know, begin to see the possibility of walking toward grace, rather than simply surviving the next wave. Strength then is not the hardening of the self. Strength is the softening that allows the self to return. As we become more interested in where we're going and the quality of how we're traveling instead of where we've been. Thank you for listening.